Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, taking your phone calls as well. It is Thursday, May 30th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program, wherever you are, from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay, the Wisconsin River, all points in between. We are glad you are here on a Thursday. Beautiful day outside. I can't wait to get done.
A bird just tried to fly into the studio. Well. It gently bumped the window. Luckily, it did not fly straight into it. It was just can't go in.
We would love to have the bird in if it was possible, but we can't do that.
We cannot open these windows.
No, we cannot. Probably a good thing.
Yeah, nor should we be able to.
All right, exactly. Talking a little bit about mental illness today, and I appreciate all the calls and texts. Really encouraging. And again, we kind of entitled this segment, it's gone into the second hour, and there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I'm glad that it has. I'm glad it's caught some interest here. But we entitled this, Talking About What We Don't Talk About, which I think is fantastic because it's fantastically titled. Because, as we've heard from many of you, mental health, mental illness is one of those things that, as Midwestern polite people, we too often don't talk about. And the more we talk about it, we realize that so many of us, either ourselves, are dealing with these issues, or we know somebody that is. And it's healthy, and it's good, and I hope it's uplifting to talk and realize that we're all in this together.
Yes. And I can definitely say I count myself lucky to have had an unlucky older sister who went through a lot of mental health issues at a young age. So my parents, you know, figured out, hey, this is real pretty early. Mm-hmm. And so my family has been able to talk about it pretty openly. And it's not a big deal. It doesn't make you a burden to other people. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a big deal to you. Like, it impacts your life. But you know what I mean? I just mean it's okay to talk about it. People aren't going to treat you worse. And if they are, you don't necessarily need them in your life anyway.
Yeah, exactly right. And part of what we're talking about is ending the stigma on mental health issues. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the telephone. And Gene calling in from beautiful Eau Claire, listening to us on the tap in the Chippewa Valley. Gene, always a pleasure. What say you?
I think this is a great topic, and it's really needed. I mean, years ago, they had started to work on this issue. They had, you know, more places for kids to go, juveniles to go, just for a while and to get, you know, stable, and I don't like to use the word stabilized, but you know what I mean, to get assess the difficulties that are going on, look at ideas of how to approach it and new ways to maybe handle things that are stressful and overbearing and things like that. But a lot of it is shut down now, and it's even for, you know, people that may need a break from their life and to maybe go someplace and have a different environment and able to look at things differently than in their same place all the time. There's so many great things about mental health therapy. There's all kinds of therapists. There's cognitive therapists. There's cognitive behavioral therapy. There's, you know, there's all kinds. There's group therapy. And there's all different ideas for different people who maybe work out their problems in different ways. But when things are getting overloaded and it's like, oh, I can't deal with this anymore, you got to pick up the phone. You got to call those numbers and tell people, yeah, you know, today's a really, really tough day. Right. And knowing that you will do better tomorrow. You will do better. Sometimes everything just loads up. People go through different things in their lives, and it just feels like, I can't take no more. I can't take no more. Yep. Get to that phone and call, because people do care, and you can beat this, and you can normalize your life. Because right now, I've never seen the stressors out there. Right. I've never seen I believe a lot of people have post-traumatic stress disorder of all the things they've been through. Yeah. And now it's like you say, we're all in this together, and we will work on this together, and we will beat this together. And pick up the phone, use the numbers, don't be shy. This is very, very important. People go to the podiatrist, I think, for their feet, and they go to a surgeon for surgery. Yeah. And the brain controls a lot of things, folks. And your body can make your brain a little different, too. But there's lots of hopes, tests, and things to help. So thank you very much for talking about this. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. Great topic.
Thanks, Jean. Have a great day as well. Thank you, Jean, for calling in. Jean makes so many great points. She said it well. If you had a problem where you couldn't walk, if your foot was sore, and you're like, well, geez, this isn't good. I got to go to a podiatrist. If you go to a podiatrist for your foot, then we have to get all of us, including myself, get into the right mind, pun intended, the right mind frame of saying, well, if I go to a podiatrist for my foot, there's nothing wrong with going to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or someone for my brain, for my mental health as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842, Greg, listening to us on the Shaw in beautiful southeast Wisconsin in Waukesha. Greg, thank you so much for calling in. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I just started listening this hour, and I wish I would have caught the last hour, but I can catch it on podcast, I'm sure.
Sure, absolutely.
But this is a great topic. And what I want to say is I want to say two things real quickly. I work at Carroll University, and I also volunteer there. And a lot of times I'm drawn to students who have mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my mottos in life is healthcare is self-care, however I say it.
But, that's really good.
And
I
that
like that.
Includes mental health.
Yeah.
And what I want to say is, so I just had a student, and I'm not going to give any other information, but a student send me a text message. Mental health on top of rather routine problems, mm-hmm. the mental illness can complicate those routine problems. So much that people don't know where to go, and that open lines of communication is the key to that, to dealing with that. So mm-hmm. even if you don't know if someone has a mental illness, you know, say, hey, let's call or text. Let's check in. You know, check in on your neighbors. I think that's a lost thing. Check in on your friends. Mm-hmm. I think we get so caught up in what I call our anti-social media that we forget, you know, Facebook and Twitter and other things, that we forget to do things like that. And the other thing I just wanted to say really quickly is Carroll University, and I think I heard about this on the Shaw, Carroll University, for those living in Waukesha, has a free mental health, free counseling for anyone dealing with mental health issues.
That's awesome.
Also, remember those phone numbers, 211 for counseling, 988 for, you know, if you're feeling suicidal. Those people are there to talk to, and those are three-digit numbers that are accessible in, you know, most areas. So even in some rural areas of Wisconsin. So Todd, thank you for letting me call in and share. And
thank you, Greg.
Yeah,
really good. Well, thank you, thank you for listening. Yeah, you can catch the first hour on the podcast. Mr. Zomers is always great about getting it up shortly after the show here. But just to recap, we're talking about May being Mental Health Awareness Month. And according to the National Institute of Mental Health, America has this triple crisis right now in mental health. Number one, a youth mental health crisis. Number two, crisis of serious mental health illnesses such as bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. And number three, an ongoing crisis of addiction and substance use disorder. We went through some of those specific things and now kind of focusing on the stigma part of it. The fact that too often there's a stigma around it, and that we don't sit and and really deal with these things of how to end stigma. I want to pick up, Greg had a lot of great things there. Number one, I love healthcare is self-care. I mean, that's like Oprah good, right? I mean, healthcare is self-care. I love that. And number two, what he said, the other thing that really meant something to me is he's so right. We forget to check in on people. I remember my paternal grandmother, you'd call her and you'd say, Grandma, how are you doing? And I knew within 10 seconds how she was really doing. I said, Grandma, how are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm doing well. Or she would say, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm good. But if I got pretty good, I knew that things weren't well at all. And so we've lost, and this is one of the reasons why I, as a 54-year-old, oftentimes detest texting and chats and all this stuff, is because people read into it what you wrote in their own voice, in their own emotion, in their own head. They don't hear your voice inflections or how you intend something to be read. And there is, in my opinion, something really good and healthy about picking up the phone, or better yet, just seeing someone and saying, how you doing? It's a simple question that you can be very powerful and unlock people and get them to talk and to open up.
I wanted to say something with that too, like along those same lines. Besides just asking the question, when you are asked the question, just try to be a little more honest and really think about it. Like, if somebody asks how you're doing, don't just automatically say fine. I mean, if you're just bumping into someone in the grocery store and trying to move along with your life, sure.
I'm guilty of that.
But if they're your friend or if you're a family member and you're actually staying and like spending some time with them, actually think about it and answer the question. Yeah. Like, you know what? I am doing well today. Or like, you know, it's been a little rough. And maybe it just starts there and maybe eventually you can open up more and they can open up more.
Off the text line, feel free to text us on your Apple or Android device on the Civic Media app. Let's go to Matt in Middleton, listening on WMDX, says, one of the more difficult issues with mental health is that once you've received help and are on medication, people feel better and sometimes don't take their medication. They believe they're better when they're really not. That can be a constant struggle.
As somebody who worked as a pharmacy tech, I saw that a lot.
Yeah.
Take your meds as directed by your doctor, please.
Yeah. And we'll get into this in a bit, but also it's not all about medication. It's also about just kind of living a healthy lifestyle and surrounding yourself with positive people. Take more of your phone calls. Talk more about Mental Health Awareness Month as we round out the month of May. And we will get into ending the stigma. We'll go through all these things and give you some hope on the other side. It's the Todd Lobel Show for a Thursday. Stay with us now, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lobel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And we can't, whether it's mental health or anything else, we can't have fun doing it. And the fun, I think, in this, maybe fun is the wrong word, but the enjoyment in this is getting all of your calls and texts, and to the point that you've all made so far today, and invite you to continue to make it, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 or on the Civic Media app. What you all are saying and proving is that we all are in this together. None of us are quote unquote strange or weird or anything else because we're dealing with mental health issues. I think it was Greg, or I'm not sure who it was, Mr. Zomers, correct me, that whoever the caller was that said, sometimes I just feel so down and desolate because of the news.
That was somebody last hour.
And I have heard this from some people in my own friend group talking about what I do for a living every day. And I like to ask people that I know. And I have friends that of all ages. And many have told me, Todd, I just don't listen to a lot of news because all it does is make me depressed. Because I don't, what can I do to change it? And that is such a fair comment. That is such a fair comment. And I don't want to go far down the political rabbit hole right now, but I think just to address that one point, I think the hope is the power of each and every one of us as American citizens that we still have a vote. That voting really does matter. And I've done it before. I'll do it on a future program and show you elections that I've either been involved with or that I know of, I can prove to you, where elections have been decided by a handful of votes. And that is one tool that we can actually use to, quote, do something about it. But I also think it's a really good reminder for Todd, for myself. And as we put this show together every day, you know, I do a lot of politics. A lot of what our show is current events and what's going on, and trying to break it down and helping people decide, but also doing it while we have a laugh. But I have to do a better job, I'll admit to you, of balancing that, of having some fun. the latter part of our tagline, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it, right? We need to have more fun once in a while. Lighten things up and remind each other that we're all in this together. That's when, you know, Trigvi Olsen and I are going to do another statewide tour coming up in July. What makes Wisconsin great? Because we are great as a state and as a people. And Jane, Matt, and Aaron and I are going to do a 3-day tour next month in June. And we're going to find good things about Wisconsin. Because there's so many. Of course, our people, number one. So let's get through this here. Ending the stigma, as we said. Stigma is causing genuine harm when it comes to mental health. And we can end it by being the myth busters when we hear myths like these form. I'm going to run through them again quickly. If someone acts quote-unquote normal, they don't have mental illness. Well, the fact is people with mental illness and health challenges become expert at masking the symptoms and coping alone and in silence. Number two, the myth of that there's no coming back from mental illness. Well, the truth is people often do remarkably well and we don't need to avoid them or treat them as fragile. Number three, mental illness is an excuse to be narcissistic. The truth is mental illness is not a choice. As I said, ask yourself, with all the shame from society, isolation, and other downsides of revealing a mental illness, would anyone feign a mental illness to get sympathy or attention? As we say back home, don't add up. Number four, treating mental illness is only about reducing symptoms. Well, the truth is, these days, good providers of mental health care better understand the mind-body connection and don't over-rely on medications to treat symptoms. So it's not all about medication. There are other things that go into treating symptoms of mental illness. If a leader around you lacks the knowledge or courage to halt stigma, step up. Provide the needed leadership. Simply normalizing talking about mental health is in and of itself a positive change like we're doing today. If you open up, you'll be amazed to find that you're not alone. So to kind of wrap this up, we're going to take some more calls, by the way. The odds are good for the trifecta of youth mental health, serious mental illness, or substance use disorder to strike home. There are, in fact, only two kinds of families in America. Families struggling with a mental illness and those yet to struggle with a mental illness. People suffering with mental illness need support from a network, a team, or even just one person who cares. You can be that person. I can be that person. We can be those people. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Peggy calling in Brooklyn. Peggy, thanks so much for calling and listening. As always, what say you?
So I probably know about 30 people that are all on anxiety meds, and I'm kind of amazed that they just put them on anxiety meds for the sole fact that some of those people, I think, need to just walk the walk and not worry about all the other stuff. But now they are worrying about all this other stuff. And every one of those people will tell you they do not watch the news because the news is horrible for them to function. And the really sad part of it is part of the reason we're in this predicament is we don't talk about the problems out there. How can we fix them if we don't talk about them?
Well, that's what we're trying to do today. But yeah,
it amazes me. I mean, it amazes me how many people go, I don't want to talk about that. I just stay away from all those subjects. I don't want to talk. I don't want to be friends with people that have issues. And I'm like, everyone has issues of one form or another.
That's true.
I'm just truly amazed.
Yeah.
And you know, and I have a couple friends that actually have some horrible diseases right now, like Parkinson's, MS. Yeah. And those people tend to function better than the ones that are kind of in denial, if you know what I mean.
Right, right.
But I will be the first to say, I went in and talked to a doctor recently about some back pain that I continually have, and I do all sorts of yoga and stuff. And you know what she said to me?
What?
Well, Peggy, you're 66 years old. You're going to have pain. You just need to deal with it. And when I went to a holistic doctor who's off at East Johnson, he said to me, if your doctor ever tells you that everyone has pain and just deal with it, you need to find a different doctor. And I did.
Well, there you go. There you go. We're not here to give up medical advice per se, but I appreciate you raising the issue. And I think you make a good point that it never hurts to get a second opinion.
Especially if you're a woman. Just women are taken less seriously by doctors most of the time. And it sucks, but that's how it is. And yeah, sometimes you do need a second opinion.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Peggy. As always, appreciate you calling in. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Back with more on the other side. A little ag update now, along with weather and sports. We continue on the Tom Arbol Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. And a fan of F-35s. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great show today, by the way. Not because of anything that I'm doing or Zomers is doing, because all of you. Appreciate your listenership. Appreciate folks calling in and being vulnerable. Appreciate texts that talking about May being Mental Health Awareness Month. And having a really good open discussion and realizing that we're all in this together. And again, I want to go back to one of these myths, and we're going to move on here in a moment, but this is important stuff. And quite frankly, I probably should have spent more time on it this month, being a month of mental health awareness. I've waited till what? The 30th of May to talk about it. That's on me. But I think it deserves this time that we're giving it. And one of the biggest stigmas surrounding mental illness, according to the National Institute of Mental Health and the Pew Charitable Trust, is that one of the biggest myths is that if someone acts quote unquote normal, that they don't have mental illness. When in fact, people with mental illness challenges become expert at masking their symptoms and coping alone and in silence. We played this for you once this week, but I think in light of our subject today, it needs to be played again. Because this past weekend, professional golfer Grayson Murray died by suicide. And he struggled with alcoholism and mental health issues for years. He was only 30 years old. And just this past January, less than 5 months ago, Grayson Murray won his second PGA Tour event, the Sony Open in Hawaii. He looked healthy. He was up. Spirits were up, obviously. He was literally the top of his professional game. And during the press conference after the tournament, instead of letting him celebrate and basking in this moment of triumph over his mental health and his addiction demons, celebrating the fact that he had beaten them, at least for a moment, instead of focusing on that, the press decided to keep asking him again and again and again about his struggles with alcoholism and mental health issues. And instead of getting up and walking away or being bitter, he sat there and diligently answered question after question in hopes that it would connect with one other person. So I'm going to bring you the compilation of Grayson Murray's answers this past January after he won his second PGA Tour event at the Sony Open in Hawaii as the press asked him about his journey to that moment.
Yes, I would drink during tournament weeks. It was my outlet. I thought I was invincible coming out here as a 22-year-old winning as a rookie. Played 3 days hungover when I won. Best thing and worst thing that ever happened to me was winning my rookie year, but also feeling like I was invincible. And, you know, it took me a long time to get to this point. That was over seven years ago. And, I'm a different man now. And, I would not be in this position right now today if I didn't, you know, put that drink down 8 months ago. Yeah, I did go to rehab for a month, and, it was by choice. It was time. And, you know, the Lord was looking out for me then, and he's definitely looking out for me now. And my story's not finished. I think it's just beginning. And I hope I can inspire a lot of people going forward that have their own issues. It just goes back to my life is so good right now. I wouldn't trade anything. You know, I have a beautiful fiance. I have beautiful parents. I have beautiful nephews, siblings, you know, everyone in my life right now who is close to me, who has been through the struggles with me. It's all a team effort. And, you know, I'm not sitting here, I am sitting here alone, but all of them are part of this. And, you know, I think this is just the start of something really special. I hope, I'm so close to my parents. You know, I think there are a couple other close friends that have seen me pretty much at my lowest. And, you know, there are days where I didn't want to get out of bed. I just thought I was a failure. I always looked at myself as a failure. I thought I had a lot of talent that was just a waste of talent. And it was a bad place. But like I said, you have to have courage. You have to have the willingness to keep going. And lo and behold, that's what I did. And you know, I'm here, and I'm so blessed, and I'm thankful. I obviously struggle with anxiety. I struggle with depression. That stemmed a lot from alcohol use. I struggle with comparing myself to others. You know, self-esteem. There's a lot of issues that I call them issues. I think they're common issues that we all endure. And I got tired of trying to fight it alone, and I asked for help one day, and that's when my life changed. I think you got to give yourself grace. We all make mistakes. I don't think anyone in this room has gone life without a mistake. You know, you gotta let go of the regrets. You gotta let go of the people that you've, you know, have let down. You got to say you're sorry and move on. And, you know, it's on them if they don't accept the apology. But I going forward, I just really want to make everyone happy and do the right things.
The words of Grayson Murray, PGA golfer, after winning the Sony Open in Hawaii this past January at the top of his game, answering a barrage of press questions from the media about his addiction and alcoholism and mental health, and sat there and answered every single one with absolute candor and vulnerability and transparency. And the reason I wanted to play that again for the second time this week is I hope it connects with just one person. Just one. Who might be feeling the same things as Grace and Marie that can relate. And it gets to the stigma we're talking about. This myth that if someone acts quote unquote normal, they don't have a problem or a mental illness. When in fact, people with mental health challenges become expert at making their symptoms and coping alone and in silence, as Grace and Marie did so much better than I ever could as someone who went through this until his death by suicide this past weekend. And I know we had a couple of people reach out and say, why do you use the term death by suicide? People, we used to say, or society said, you know, committed suicide. But that's been proven that suicide is part of mental illness, again, which is something that people don't choose to have. People don't, you know, choose to do this. It's something, a disease that brings them to that point, which is something important, I think, to address. And instead of using perhaps more polite language like, you know, committed or took their own life, again, that implies that somehow they decided to do this. And mental illness is something that is beyond a choice. And the more we recognize that and help people, all of us, myself included, get help, the better off we are. 988. If you need to talk to someone, it doesn't even have to be, you don't have to be on the verge of taking your own life or committing suicide or death by suicide. You don't have to be at that point necessarily. If you are, it's okay. But if you just need someone to talk to, and again, with social media, how many times do we feel like, well, I just really don't have anybody to talk to? 988.
And
988 is the number to call. People are standing by. Push 1 after they pick up. You can also chat or you can text if that is your preference.
And on that, I have 2 points to make. 1 that you kind of already said, but I want to explicitly state it. Even if you are not on the brink of harming yourself, it doesn't mean that your struggles are less important than anyone else's. You're not quote unquote wasting resources by calling 988 or seeking help. You're just as important as anybody else, and they have the resources to talk to more people now. Secondly, asking for help is not an act of giving in. It's an act of courage. Realizing, you know what, I do have this issue, and bringing it up in a country where it's so stigmatized takes guts, and it should be celebrated, not demeaned. So if you do need help, reaching out is the right thing to do.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. I know we had a caller from Wyawega. I apologize. I wanted to play those words from Grace and Murray there. So I apologize. Feel free to call back our caller from Wyawega. We'll get you on the air. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Milwaukee. Karina listening in Milwaukee. Karina, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I think that you're touching a very important subject. And the fact is that the people, even the ones who in the industry, in the healthcare, and servicing mental health issues, they have to be more open to the true conversation, I think, because the fact is, as you shown in the interview, that the addiction is mental disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's the way out. It's the way to cover. It doesn't make any difference what kind of addiction. It can be food. It can be gambling. It can be alcohol. It can be many worse things. And those things have to be treated as any other disease.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one thing. And yes, you can get better, you can get healthier, and I always, when I was working in the mental health industry, I always would talk to especially young people, and I say, you know, guys, just consider yourself as a diabetes patient. Mm-hmm. You are diagnosed with the diabetes. This is for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I think
and you have to fight it to stay healthy. This is the one thing. And another thing is, which is very important for people to understand, that bipolar disease and schizophrenic disease, this is something you cannot get yourself better unless you're taking medication. It's not going to go away. This is generic disease.
Yep.
And this is also very important because many families you hear say, well, it runs in the family. And now we have to run crazy?
Yeah.
No, you have to be able to treat yourself as for any other disease and not, stigmatized.
Karina, I couldn't agree more. I really appreciate the call of Karina in Milwaukee. And what she just said there is so powerful that, again, one caller said earlier, if you had a problem with your foot, you go to a podiatrist. If you had diabetes, you go to a doctor to work on your diabetes. It's the same thing with mental health, or at least we should be looking at it that way. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Sauk County and Tom. Tom, about a minute left. We can pick it up on the other side of the break, but get us started, Tom. What say you?
Well, I have a son who, like many, got hit with serious mental illness when he was in college age, which is quite a sad thing. But nobody wants to have to take meds, especially when they have side effects. And some people are vulnerable when they're taking a lot of meds to peer pressure. Mm-hmm. So my son was victimized a second time when people told him that he didn't need all these meds, or that crazy things off the internet, like doctors getting kickbacks from Big Pharma.
Tom, don't go anywhere, please. Hang on the line. Tom, hang on the line. Sauk County, I want to pick this up the other side. This is important information. Love the calls. Love the texts. Keep them coming. More on the other side. 1 minute, we'll be back on the Todd Allbolt Show on the Civic Media Ready Network. Welcome back to the Civic Media Ready Network. This is the Todd Allbolt Show. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up, a news update, and then the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4. Wrapping up our important show. Didn't necessarily, at the beginning of the show, mean to spend almost the entire show on it, but I'm glad we did, because it seems that we've touched a real heart and soul issue that so many people are dealing with every day, and that is mental health and mental illness in the country. I want to bring back on Tom from Sauk County here in Southwest Wisconsin. And Tom, I want to give you a chance to wrap up your point without the break coming in, because it's so important, talking about you have a child who is diagnosed with mental health issues early on and then had to fight a second stigma of people telling him, oh, you really don't need these medications and all this kind of thing. Finish up, please, your own words, because these are important thoughts from a parent who's gone through this firsthand.
Yeah. Well, he is an adult now, but he did feel fall victim to this suggestion that he should just take a hallucinogenic experience, or, you know, that he didn't need all these meds. So he ended up losing a career job, and a year later, we're still struggling to help him get stable again. Mm-hmm. So the moral is, friends don't tell friends to stop taking their meds. In fact, they encourage them to stick with whatever their healthcare provider is guiding them along. Now, there's a second part, though. When he was at the bottom of this, he had a psychotic break, and we had to call the police. And they send 4 squad cars, and they're parked out in front. And the next day, I'm out in the front yard talking with my neighbor, talk about an elephant in the yard. So I decide to be a stigma buster, and I open up about our son and the whole situation. 10 minutes into the conversation, she says, I have an adult daughter, and she has mental illness, and I once had to call the police for her.
Wow. Wow.
So, I mean, it's just an amazing example of how you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And when you open up, you will discover that just like I did.
That's so powerful. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. More than you'll know. Again, it's people like Tom and the rest of our callers and texters being willing to be vulnerable today that I know we've touched people today. And again, if you need help and you don't have anyone else to talk to, or even if you do, 988. Just pick up your cell phone, your landline, whatever it is, 988. It's as simple as that. The first button you can push is 1, and it will connect you to someone. If you're a chatter or a texter, you can text 988 and get help on the other side as well. A couple of texts here, Mr. Zomers. First of all, Tammy listening in on WMDX, but she's in Virginia. All the way out in Virginia. Love that. We have national listeners here. Thanks, Tammy says, for highlighting mental health, Todd. Awesome show today. Proud to be from Wisconsin with individuals on air who care. Appreciate that very much, Tammy. Appreciate your listenership out there. Really, I mean, so much of this comes down to our listeners. And call. Again, this whole segment that we did today would not have been nearly as dynamic or effective had it just been me sitting here at a microphone for 2 hours. It takes all of us, as so many of our callers did, to open up and tell their own story. Jill, listening in on Madison's WMDX, says, thanks for playing that Grayson Murray interview. I have been gratefully sober for almost 43 years, and that was heartbreaking. Thank you, Jill, and congratulations on your sobriety for 43 years. It's an accomplishment. People don't realize what an accomplishment that is. The struggles that people go through every day, and as Tom just said from Sauk County, the more we open up and talk to one another, we find out, oh, hey, my neighbor, my friend, my coworker has gone through similar things. We're not alone. And again, I'll repeat it. Susan Simon, Channel 3 anchor here at the CBS affiliate in the Madison, tweeted at me once, and said, remember, you can get through anything as long as you know you're not alone. And that literally, along with some good old Methodist guilt, saved my life. I've talked before in this program that a few years back when I was going through a bad business deal and financially ruined, essentially, I never got to the point where I had a gun in my hand or anything, but I was starting to write the letter, the suicide goodbye letter. And it was, of all places, in the shower where it just hit me. I literally got down on my knees. And it was a combination between my faith and, quite frankly, not wanting to disappoint my godsons and my nieces. I'm like, well, what will they think of me? So I mean, it was just some good old Midwestern guilt, quite frankly.
But use
it. And then thinking of what Susan Simon had tweeted. You can get through anything as long as you're not alone. And I've been very blessed with a small core group of friends and family that I know I'm not alone. And for all my goofiness and wackiness and sometimes perceived failures, they still love me and accept me for who I am. I hope that each of you listening today understand and know there's someone out there in your life like that, at least one person. You're not alone. And even if you feel as though you are, you can pick up the phone and dial or text 988. 988. It's as simple as that. And I thank Tammy Baldwin for helping get that legislation through, because it's a lot simpler than remembering a bunch of other names, particularly like if you're a guy like me has dyslexia, right? Outstanding show today, everybody. Just and because of you all, right? We're all in this together. It reminds me of a long time ago, Steve Gunderson, a former congressman and mentor of mine, when he was first running for Congress in 1980, he used to end all of his campaign stump speeches with the following. He'd say, with your help, we can win this election. With God's help, let me start it over. I messed it up already. He said, with your help, we can make a difference in this election. With God's help, I can make a difference in Washington. And together, we can make all the difference in the world. Takes all of us, everybody. Together, we can make all the difference in the world. Steve Gunderson was right in 1980, and he's right in 2024. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Thank you for all for calling in and listening. Thank you to Mr. Zomer's great work on the board. And we're going to have a happy show tomorrow and focus on what's going good, what's going well. Have some fun pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.